June 4th, 2011. Pro-life rosary intentions requested by Our Lady, June 4th, 2011. Our Lady appears holding a rosary made of all red roses. She says, "Praise be to Jesus. I have come to help you see that many parts make up the whole. When all these roses, or Hail Marys, are put together, they can equal one prayer and one prayer intention." Then Blessed Mother shows me a picture which outlines her requested intentions for the rosary. I invite you to see that each of these intentions is pro-life. Number one, you seek my protection over the unborn. Number two, you pray for guidance for all involved in the abortion industry and mothers considering abortion. Number three, you pray for the conversion of anyone who supports abortion. Number four, you pray for government leaders who support abortion. Number five, you pray for any religious leader who does not speak out against abortion. So you see how all the parts make up a pro-life rosary. Later that day in the afternoon, Blessed Mother says, "Praise be to Jesus. My son graciously allows his most sacred heart to be touched by those who pray the rosary of the unborn from their heart. For this reason, and because he has much compassion on the human condition these days, he allowed me to visit you earlier today with the meditations or intentions I gave you. In the first mystery, you pray for my protection. This can be my motherly protection over the unborn. The second mystery invokes my guidance, which would be inspiration for mothers not to abort their babies, government leaders to oppose abortion, and religious leaders to act against it. The third mystery is for the conversion of souls. No one can be converted or should believe in his conversion if he still supports abortion. The fourth mystery is for all government leaders. It is paramount that legalized abortion is overturned. The future of the world depends upon it. The fifth mystery is for all religious leaders to take a stand against abortion. Not to oppose it is to support abortion. My motherly heart is intercessor for these needs, my children, when you pray from the heart. I am ever ready to assist you. Pray this way often.